I'm on site with Guillermo at the Nottingham House Build at the old Colton Street Studios over in Nottingham. Today is frenetic. People are running back and forth. Health and safety is maximum and tight. There's bits of the internals going on module 4. There's a piece that's been pulled outside. They've got a jib with a big crane going up. Hectic day today.
It's amazing, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your involvement with the project.
Well, I'm Guillermo Guzman. I'm a lecturer at the Department of Built Environment, and I've been dealing with the communications of the project. I guide a group of students that are producing the web brochures and all sorts of we're raising the awareness, or aiming to raise the awareness the most possible, because it's one of the tasks of the competition.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the tasks of the competition. So media is obviously one of them. Mm-hmm. What are the other areas?
Well, 10 tasks are this decathlon. We have the ones that relate to architecture, construction, engineering, performance of all the systems in the house. There is about the, as I said, the media and social awareness. And the last two are transversal tasks. One is about innovation, and the other is about sustainability. Those, in our opinion, are the most important, because they assess the other eight within a context that, for our approach, is what makes the difference. Innovation and sustainability are things that in the past, throughout the last 100 years, haven't been matched together. I mean, actually, to innovate, society have been unsustainable.
Right.
So being able to match those two is our task.
And quite a challenge, actually, because, I mean, with a prototype build house, I mean, you've got a lot of things that can go right, a lot of things that go wrong. The students have really pulled together, haven't they?
Absolutely. I mean, their enthusiasm is massive. I mean, apart from doing the communications, I ran the unit, the studio unit that provided all the students, all the labor for this work. And I was a bit, skeptic at the beginning of how much committed they would be, but actually they've been beyond the typical studio time, beyond the hours. I mean, 2, 3 a.m. we are chatting through Facebook to resolve issues of the communications, and I need to stay awake, of course.
To do that. Leading up to the event in June in Madrid, what are your hopes? What's going to be needed to be ramped up before then in terms of the media output?
Well, we are raising awareness in different levels. I mean, it's not that important that we only get to the national media to appear on the TV. Mm-hmm. If we don't get to the community, to the local community, actually to our own community. So we've started doing work with our colleagues in the school and our friends in the university to make them aware, to make them part of the team. So I believe this is growing, and should. I mean, I would say that the most important thing is that the team irradiates attraction towards this. So, for example, it's very important that the Facebook group is now reaching the 1,000 fans, because
fantastic.
I know that the 1,000 fans are getting further fans, and they are our main ambassadors. Mm. And they are looking to follow the tweets and the blogs, and I'm amazed about this social networking that is happening, because it's reporting in real time what's going on. I think it's even much more important than publishing a nice, glossy catalogue.
And because, sustainable, too.
Well, absolutely. It's electronic. It's not consuming any energy. So it's fantastic. I think it's great.
Well, I wish you the best, and I can't wait for the module to go on top today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yeah.